Tablet 14. Part 4. Financing the system and the best way to create the base of 12. Financing the system. There will be three sources of income for the judiciary, administrative, and elder bodies. One from the contributors of the 12 people's selection, a second from gifts from the believers, and a third through matching funds from taxes. The best way for the 12 people to be the base of the 12 people's selective system is that they all live in a close area together, and if possible, even in a large building as a small community. Therefore, they would be able to create strong bonds, progress together, do spiritual practices as a group, and be a comfort, strength, and protection, etc., for one another. Each individual or couple in these small communities would give 10% Thai or more of their income to the system, which should be sent to the regional control financial agencies to be used for the expenses of the system. The other financial arrangements in each community depend upon the people involved. One way to do this is to identify the collective expenses and finance them through contributions by all in the community. This can include administrative expenses, etc., of the community. Another way is to surrender a fixed percentage of each person's income or a fixed amount to be used for community expenses. The idea is that everyone shares in making the community become a vital, organic unit. This, of course, needs much compassion, understanding, sharing, etc. However, no one should become a burden on the community and/or system. Such elements should be supported with the minimum. If the 12 people are not living in a community together, each individual should send at least 10% to the central financial agencies and support other collective expenses of the community, such as expenses for the administration of the group, etc. However, it is recommended that the 12 people as the base live together in housing close by each other, or even use the recommended house, which will be explained in the next section, or something similar, so that they can be close together physically, mentally, and spiritually. Also, those who are not participating in the 12 people as base, but are willing to support the cause of the Lord and His system, should give at least 10% of their income, tithe, to the system, to be used to finance it. Another source of income for the system will be gifts, direct contributions, donations, etc., to the system. These funds and the tithe, of course, will be tax deductible. The tithe, 10%, given to the system, are a purifier of one's wealth. They are given as a thanksgiving for His kingdom and for the tranquility, justice, etc., which it brings. Thanksgiving is the first law. If the system did not represent God and became corrupt, people can withdraw even this, so the system will collapse. However, they can continue the communities and communication between them until another true hierarchy would emerge. There will also be a matching fund as a percentage of the money generated in this fashion in each region from the people of the base and the tithe by the tax money which will be collected from the masses for the services that will be provided by the government for them. If the money collected from the first two sources, the 12 base and tithe, does not seem sufficient for the expenses for these bodies, then from the tax collected from the masses up to 100% can be taken to double the income of these bodies and for their expenses. But this matching money should never exceed the 100% limit. However, if the money collected from tithe, also donations, etc., was sufficient, no matching fund is required, or at least not 100%. Also, this matching fund can be used as an economical tool to inject or withdraw money from the economy in order to control it. The reason for only 100% matching fund is that the judicial and administrative bodies should be so respected and trusted that people should be willing to join and support the system as much as possible only through the first two sources of income, 12 base and tithe. So if they become corrupt, these bodies would not be able to use unlimited amounts of taxpayers' money and continue their corrupt ways. When people do not have trust in the system any longer, they will not support it, and the first two sources of income will decline. This will force the bank of matching funds to go down also. So it will force the system either to correct itself or collapse. Then a new system will be created. From the income which is generated in each region, as described above, 30% will be sent to the world body from each region, and 70% will be used for regional expenses. 10% tithe of the money generated in the world level government will be given to the world eldest to be used for his expenses and also for the expenses of the elders in the world level. This is also true in the regional level. 10% of the disposable income, after 30%, is sent to the world government, or the remaining 70% will be dedicated to the elders and will be given to the eldest to be used for his expenses and debt of the elders. It is the eldest, both regional and worldwide, who has complete control over this money. Indeed, it can be said they should be given a kingly attribute and power, and this money should be used to maintain their status. Of course, as it was described, elders should influence the system indirectly, and the eldest acts as the highest symbol, as a channel for God. The rest of the income in both the world and regional levels, the 90%, will be used for the administrative and judiciary bodies, which include the temples and community centers. The maintenance and administration of the temples and community centers will be by the communities, Brahmins such as renunciates, and judiciary bodies. But the administrative body would channel its energy more toward the administration of worldly matters. The masses will be taxed for the services they require from the government, and also the salaries and financial requirements for maintaining and operating the Senate, the House of Representatives, should be paid by the taxpayers. The financing of the candidates who run for office through vote will be paid half by contribution from the people to the candidates, and the other half as a matching fund from taxes by the government. Of course, a ceiling can be put on how much a candidate can spend